welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church at 1250 North Banana River Drive here in Merritt Island. Just really appreciate you tuning in to 91.5 FM, or if you're listening by podcast on our website at ourlighthouse.net, then you already know how to get there. But if you're not, you can go to our website at ourlighthouse.net. Just click on the Turn the Light On tab at the top of the website, and it'll take you in, and you can listen to previous shows. You can catch up. You can listen anytime when you're out working out, doing your things. Just want to encourage each and every one of you that we are doing everything that we can to help to build you up in your life. You know, the goal of Turn the Light On is that we want to see you walking in the fullness of the calling of God for your life. We want to equip you with knowledge on how to defeat the enemy in your life. And, you know, there's just so many different things, you know, because you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So we want you to walk in faith, not fear. We want you to walk in the overflow of God in your life, not in lack. And there's just all these different reasons that we do the program. And I just kind of want to hit on the program and its purpose as we kind of come into the new year. I usually do the show with a co-host, but I'm doing a solo show today because I just felt like I wanted to talk to you about the church. I wanted to talk to you about the radio program and what all of that is and what it does and what it means. And then I've got a topic as we wrap that up. I want to talk to you about Jesus and his second coming and that he is coming back. So for now, I just want to talk to you a little bit about Lighthouse Church. You know, we are, non-denominational, borderline Pentecostal church, I guess, what you got to kind of call us, because we're Spirit-filled. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Bible is the Word of God. It's all true or it's not true. And we encourage you to, be filled with the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues, accept Jesus, confess him with your mouth, believe in your heart that, you know, he's Lord, you'll be saved. We preach the blood of Jesus. We uncompromisingly just go at every aspect of the word. We have prayer here. We teach prayer. We do all these different things so that you can become who God's really called you to be. I think there's a lot of churches that kind of skate around some of the heavier topics in life, and I just refuse to do that. As the pastor of this church, I'm going to give you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And the bottom line is, you know, Spirit-filled life is the life that God intended for every believer. And you need to walk in the fullness of all that God has for you and be who God's called you to be in your life. So if you come to Lighthouse Church, get ready, because we're going to push you right back out the door and tell you to go preach to your friends, your family, everybody within the distance around you, because the gospel must be shared, because Jesus is coming back. And there's an urgency. We're all feeling it. There's just a desire that, you know, we want to win people to the Lord. We want to propagate the kingdom of God. We want to see people grow. So that's why I've designed Lighthouse Church the way that I've designed it. You know, we've got so many different things. There's just about something to do every day of the week here at Lighthouse Church. So I'm just going to kind of go down the list. We'll start with Sunday. You know, you can actually come to a church service at Lighthouse Church if you don't have anywhere to go. If you have a church, we're not trying to get you to come to our church instead of yours. Plug in, get involved, be a part of the church that God has called you to be a part of. But if you don't have a church, we want to invite you to Lighthouse Christian Church. We are here every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m., fixing to go to maybe a 5:30 p.m. Saturday service as well. We're also working towards a Spanish service on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Neither one of those are running yet, but they're coming. And get plugged in. Get involved. Come be a part of the local church. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church is God's heart. And here we do worship, we spend a little bit of time in prayer, we take communion every week to celebrate all that Jesus has done for us, and then we have a message relevant to modern times, what's going on, how do I live my life for God now, not, you know, we don't do the religious thing, you don't have to dress up, you know, we're just regular everyday people just falling in love with Jesus. And we want to invite you to come and fall in love with Jesus and join our family. You know, we're building the kingdom of God. We're not building a church. We're not building a brand. You know, we are building a kingdom. So that means that we want to see you become all that God has called you to be. And if that means you need to move and go somewhere and do something, we're going to support you in that. We're going to believe in you, and we're going to believe in God in you, that you're able to do those things. So Sunday morning services, 8:30, 10:30 a.m. Join us every week here at Lighthouse Church. Then later that night on Sunday night at 6:30 p.m., we have Launch Young Adults. And that service takes place in the round building. It's called The Bubble at our church. And, you know, Jenna Radlin, my daughter, is actually running our young adults group right now. It's 18 to 29-year-olds. And we want to invite you out. It's still a little bit of a smaller group. It's up and coming. It's growing. They're right about 20 people maybe on a busy day. But it's a great place for a young adult to come, find community, find a place where you can learn and engage with other believers and experience all that God has for you in your life. It's just a good time. So come on out. I know they eat a lot of food because we see the bills coming in. So if you like to eat, Launch Young Adults could be the place for you. So come on out. Young adults, you've been given the opportunity. Next up, Mondays at 6:45 p.m., we've got Donnie Emmenegger is running a prayer class right now. It's called Understanding Prayer. It takes place in our main building, which is the coffee room. And, you know, you can call the church office to figure out how to get there. But really, just show up Monday night, 6:45 p.m., pop yourself over here and start learning how to pray. Learn how to live your life in prayer and what prayer can do and how you can be more powerful in your prayer life. And it'll be an incredible increase in your ability to focus and have a relationship with God when you learn how to pray and you understand prayer properly. So come on out for that. So next up, we've got basically on Tuesday and Thursdays at 11 a.m. This is for all you out there who need a little exercise. We've got a low-impact exercise class open to anybody and everybody. It's called Sit and Fit. It's located in our fellowship hall, once again, at 11 a.m. You can call the church office if you have any questions and come out and hang out with Larray and the crew and just get some exercise. Get your exercise on. I know a lot of it is low impact. It's done from chairs and just with light weights. So come on out, Sit and Fit, here at Lighthouse Church on Tuesday and Thursdays. So on Tuesdays also, at 6:30 p.m., it'll restart again on January the 23rd. We have Grief Share. And if you've experienced a loss in your life, if you've experienced the loss of a loved one, a family member, you know, there's grief involved in that. And just being with other people and knowing how to walk your way through the grief of losing a loved one is powerful. It's in our round building, The Bubble again. And you can contact the church office if you need any more information about that at 321-452-1012. And I recommend it if you've lost someone within the last year to two in your life, you know, whether it's a spouse, a family member, grandparent, parent, Grief Share is a powerful thing. So come on out and utilize those resources that God's placing in front of you right now. So Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Wednesdays is our, it's our Bible study days and our youth night and different things that way. Men's, women's, youth, it's kind of like our generational ministries day here at the church. So starting on Wednesdays at 10 a.m., and this will resume on January the 10th, the women's Bible study is happening in the fellowship hall, and it's going to be a powerful time with all the ladies. There's also a men's daytime Bible study on at the same exact time, so couples can come, men can go to the men, women to the women, and it's all going to be here at the church. I know the men's group's doing study on the book of Revelation and some things that way. The women are just shifting up. I'm not sure what they're doing, but all the topics have been really good. Then later on Wednesday night from 6 to 8, we have our Lifeline Teen Group. That's our young kids, teenagers here at the church, and they meet also in the bubble. And you can call the church office and figure out what's the best thing. But they serve a meal for the kids there at 6 p.m., and then they have a Bible study, and they have just a fun time. I see them running around here like crazy. And in the same moment, starting at 6:30 till 8, we have our men's and women's groups here at the church. And I know the men are doing a creation series right now. They're learning the truth about creation. And then the women are doing the Armor of God. It's a Priscilla Schreier series, and those will all resume on January the 10th as well. So join us, women, men, get plugged in. Come on out and be a part of it. And then my big one that I really want to emphasize and encourage people to come and avail themselves to is every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. till 8 p.m., okay, 1 hour and a half, we have Disciple Night. That's in the fellowship hall here at the church. We are going to be offering like Bible college curriculum. You want to go to Bible college, but you say, man, I can't afford it. I can't leave town. We're doing Bible college for free. We're going to take Bible curriculum, and we're going to share the truth of the Word of God with you. And you may not get an actual physical degree, but you can actually get the education of Bible college, and it'll help you to grow and mature in your life. So once again, we just want to let you guys know that we have all those different things going on here at the church, along with many other special events and different activities and small groups, too many to mention. But come by, visit Lighthouse, get involved, and become a part of all of this. You can follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Lighthouse Christian Church, Merritt Island, Florida. And once again, you can check out our website at www.ourlighthouse.net for more information about what's happening around the church. So next up, I want to go into our topic for the day, and it's kind of a topic that I felt like the Lord convicted me a little bit. He says, not enough people are talking about this, and it because it's kind of end times and all that, but Jesus is coming back, everybody. Do you realize that we could be in the end times in our lifetime, our kids' lifetime? No one knows the day, the hour, but one thing we do know for sure is Jesus is coming back. Even though we never really fully know God's plan for the end times, He has given us promises about what is going to happen during those times in His Word. And if you look really closely, the things that are happening in the world today are exactly what are described as part of what will happen in the end times. And the end is going to come with the return of Jesus. And it's really just the end of the age. It's not the end of the world. You know that Jesus will reign on the earth for 1,000 years. There's so many things that Scripture has to say about all that, but we as Christians can smile in the midst of all these things that seem scary. It seems like crazy, but we can smile in the midst of all this because we know what the end will be, and that is the triumph of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming in His glory. He's coming in His power and in His, conquering rule. We will see the victory of God once and for all over darkness in this life. You know, look at Matthew 24, 26 through 27. It says, "So if anybody tells you, 'There he is out in the wilderness,' do not go out. Or, 'Here he is in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man." You know, Jesus is going to literally appear and come from heaven. Even he doesn't know the day or the hour that he will come. But one day the Father's going to go, "It's time." And I assure you that heaven is in preparation for that moment. And it's going to be a powerful thing. But there are signs that are pointing to this all through Scripture. In Luke 21, 25 through 28, says, "And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves." You know, I was just watching wave videos this week over in California. The waves are rolling up over the piers. They're rolling up onto the streets. You know, it says people will be fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. "For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Do you hear that? Your redemption is drawing near. Are you in Christ today? Are you anticipating his return? Or are you like, "I don't know. I don't know if I believe all of that." And then one day that it's going to catch you by surprise. And you're going to be like, "I should have been ready, but I'm not." You know, Luke 21, 25 through 28 says, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." You see, he's going to release all of this at the exact moment of perfection for Jesus to make his triumphant return. You know, and what is our job while we're waiting? You know, because it could happen in my lifetime. It could happen in my kids' lifetime. It could happen in my great-great-great-great-great-grandkids' lifetime. But one thing I do know for sure is that no one knows the day or the hour. Only the Father knows. But it does tell us in Scripture we can recognize the seasons. Okay, so but our job is this, Matthew 25, 13. "Therefore, keep watch." Are you looking? Are you anticipating his return? Because you do not know the day or the hour. Shouldn't we just be ready? Shouldn't we be making sure that we're ready in any moment and not caught off guard? So, therefore, keep watch. Powerful revelation in Scripture that we should be looking. We should be waiting and anticipating his return. So in Hebrews 9, 28, it says, "So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time." Do you hear me? He will appear a second time. Jesus is coming back, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. You see, Jesus came the first time to set us free from our sins. And now the church and the dispensation of grace has been moving forward and going. But he is now coming back to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. You see, there's this thing called sin and this thing called darkness and this thing called the devil and evil. And all this stuff is rising up. You can see it. Look at the world around us, guys. Look at the TV. Look at the movies. Look at everything. It's witchcraft, darkness, murder, killing, spells. And it's ridiculous. That is why Jesus is coming, to save his people, to save us, the church, from the darkness and the sin and the destruction that is taking place. And it says this, he's coming to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Are you waiting for God? Are you looking up every day? Are you wondering, is it now? Could it be that this is the moment? Hebrews 9, 28, are you eagerly waiting for him? Okay, because Revelation 1, 7 says, "Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. So Jesus is coming again. You know, personally, visibly, he is coming back in power and glory. He's going to return to consummate his redemptive mission. He's going to bring his bride into his arms and establish his kingdom once and for all with us, Bible-believing Christians. You know, we may disagree on some of the details surrounding the end times. Don't get me wrong. You got your mid-trib, your post-trib, your pre-trib. Oh, God would never do this. Well, maybe this is going to happen. But here's the one thing that we can all agree on, guys and gals. Jesus is coming again. Jesus teaches about his return in Mark chapter 13. And, you know, when it comes to the end times, it's going to be crazy. So we've got to look at all of the scripture, all of the things in the word that are coming at us. And, you know, there's a few things that we could be doing when it comes to that. First is we got to live in the light of his first coming. Are you prepared for Jesus' second coming? Then live like his first coming mattered in your life, that he died for your sins to set you free. Well, live like that. You know, live your life for him. You know, be discerning. In Mark 13, Jesus warned his disciples not to be led astray by false claims. He says, watch out that nobody deceives you. The enemy is going to try to steal from you your salvation and lead you down a track that will disrail you and pull you from who you are in Christ. And then, you know, accept the uncertainties of it all. You know, concerning that day and hour, nobody knows. It's okay. We don't know. Even the angels in heaven don't know. But you can watch. You can be alert, for you do not know the time that he's coming. So next is this. Don't lose hope. Paul reminded Titus that Jesus' first coming brought salvation, and then he instructs us on how to live sensible, righteous, and godly lives in this present age. And it's our blessed hope and the expectation of Jesus' return that compels us to do that, to look to him, to look to the sky, to say, Jesus is coming. I need to live my life today like he's coming any minute. Right now, he could pop on the scene. Are you living your life that way? You know, I just want to just take a quick break. I want to go and hear from our sponsors, and then I want to come back and talk to you a little bit more about what is compelling you to really consider the second coming and Jesus' return in your life, and are you walking in a life that will honor him? We'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853. Awesome in this place. Jesus, you are awesome
in this place.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on.
In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life. or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who's listening to us today over the air. I know we really hit a lot of different opportunities for you to live your life for the Lord, to grow and increase in your knowledge of Him through all the different programs and different things that we have going on at the church. We've been talking here at the tail end of the program, though, about this, the second coming. Jesus is coming back. And, you know, what are the things that we need to do to be prepared for His return? And the first thing that really comes to mind as we come back from the break is this. We need to encourage one another. You see, the promise that the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 is followed by a command. He said, therefore, encourage one another with these words. In 1 Thessalonians 4:18, again, the affirmation that the day of the Lord is coming, just like a thief in the night. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:2 is followed by the exhortation, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. My goal here today is to encourage you to live your life for God like He could be coming back at any moment. I want to encourage you in that. Live as if today was the day, because if we're not careful, the delay in Jesus' return will lead us to complacency. We don't want to become complacent. Live in the expectation that He could return today, and let that compel you to live every day for what really matters, and that is eternity, because, you know, our life is based on eternity, not on this world. So keep on doing the work that Jesus left for us to do here, and then live our lives with eternity mindsets. Jesus warned of troubling events as we near the end of the age, including persecution of believers. It's happening all over the world. We're seeing it even in the States. People are being persecuted. The church is being risen up against by, just all kinds of governmental weirdness and different things. And He added this, that nothing, not even persecution, should distract us from the one necessary thing, and that is go and preach the gospel. Preach the good news that Jesus died to set everybody free. You know, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he gave the church its marching orders. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. So walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. See the victory that God has for you, for your family, for your church, and see His kingdom growing in your life and in the lives of others around you as you allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you every day. Guys, thanks for tuning in today. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.